And sometimes there may be just some entity from the spirit world just passing by when you may be having a problem. He may be in the midst of prayer just asking for a solution. And maybe they're just some passing by random guy just kind of checking out this world, but from the higher realms. And he just happens to come across you praying to your heart's content. And he may think, oh, I'll give this guy a little shot in the arm. And he may give you an impression that, and you think, wow, God answered my prayer. And so you just never know. But God is a composite of everything, all the lives in the universe. And just like you are a composite of every cell in your body, God is a composite of all of the lives in the universe. They say in the spirit world, they don't really call him God, they just call it the source. Because nobody really knows, completely understands what the wholeness of God is. Outside, he's the source. Nobody really understands completely the universal God outside of there's a great intelligence that is the source of us all. Now, what we want to do as we're progressing along the path is we want to increase our sensitivity. What can we do to increase our sensitivity to supernatural contact? Especially contact with our own souls. Because the advantage of contacting our own souls is that our soul is more interested in our development than any other life that's out there, even if it's a master. Because it's just like you're more interested in your child's development than your neighbor's child, even though you may like your neighbor's child. You're particularly interested in your own child. Your soul is particularly interested in your own development. So it's important as you progress along to a certain degree that you increase your sensitivity to communication with your own soul. And there's a number of steps that can be taken. Now we're going to talk about long steps and the short steps. The first step that can be taken is what again? We covered it in the last session. What? Yeah, and what do we do in a minute? We believe that we can do it. Yeah, that's actually number one. And number two is to put thought and attention on doing it. How much thought and attention do we really do put attention on contacting our higher self? Because our higher self wants us to contact it. It's waiting for us to become sensitive enough to be able to commune with it. Now, the higher self has to put out extensions of itself life after life, hundreds of lifetimes, before its reflection gets sensitive enough to be able to communicate with it. Because for many lifetimes, it projects itself and it has experience through its shadow, so to speak, and we're its shadow. But there's very little communion with the higher self. But eventually, when the person reaches the point where he says, there's got to be something higher than this. And he reaches that point through all kinds of avenues. Usually doesn't happen with religion, but religion helps. It gets him started. Religion is like a kindergarten. But oftentimes, after his experience with religion, he actually turns atheist for a couple lifetimes. Because when you talk to atheists, they're actually quite intelligent, and they have what they consider to be good reasons for rejecting God and the supernatural. But many of these atheists are actually more progressed than the religious people. And the fact that they have rejected God because they've encountered a lot in religion that doesn't make sense to them. And they reach a point, they say, well, I'm not going to believe anything unless it makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to believe what I can see and deduct on my own and conclude on my own. And they do this for a number of lifetimes, but then after a number of lifetimes, they find out it doesn't really work. They keep hitting dead end after dead end where they don't get answers. And then, whether they be atheists or a believer that's just their life hasn't worked for them, but eventually the person reaches a point where he says, there's got to be something out there. There's got to be some meaning behind existence. And I'm going to start looking for it. And then he puts attention on it without some minister or Bible or authority telling him what to believe. He just does it completely on his own as a child. And you have to become as a little child in the kingdom of heaven. And this is what he does. He throws away all his preconceived notions and says there must be something higher, and he looks for something higher without anyone telling him what to do or what to believe. And when he opens his mind that way, and then he reaches this dead end, then the day comes, he gets that flashing forth, that aha moment. Something comes to him, and when it comes to him, first of all, he'll say, where did that come from? It didn't come from my logical mind. I didn't calculate this, but it just feels right. Where did it come from? Did I imagine it? Did I imagine it come from something higher than myself? I'm not sure if I imagine it or not. And then he begins to, maybe he'll reject that. And it might be a lifetime before it happens again. But it will eventually happen again. He reaches another dead end, and he has that flashing forth. And this time he gives it credit. That there's something out there besides just me. Something higher than me. I'm going to start putting attention on it. And he starts putting attention on it. And finally, he enters the path. This is the entering of the path. Now, to increase sensitivity, we must overcome in three worlds. We must overcome in the physical, in the emotional, and then the world of the mind. Now, the churches of the world help us on the physical level. They put us through programs where you can't drink or smoke or have wild sex and things like this. And they help to train you to control your physical self. And this is the first thing that as a disciple needs to learn to do, is control his physical nature. So anything that will control him on a physical level, he must learn to control himself. He must learn to control what he eats, what he drinks. In other words, if he decides he wants to not smoke or not drink, or he wants to go on a vegetarian diet, or he wants to go on an all-meat caveman diet or whatever, he has power to do that. He just decides it and he does it. Okay. When he has this power, this is the first step. And this is why the religions have all taught about sexual purity, because to control your sexual urges and your eating urges and all the things with connected to the physical appetite is very difficult. So the religions put you through this, help you in this regard, because they have these thou shall nots. Now, so when you learn to master the physical side, that it makes you more sensitive to the feelings of the soul. Now, the next step up, what's the next step up after we get basic mastery over physical things?
Emotional.
And this is actually more difficult than the physical. You know, one thing that really shows how difficult it is the internet. Because I remember when I joined the first discussion forums on the internet, I had a I'm usually pretty accurate when I look at situations and say this is going to happen. But on the internet, I was really wrong. Because when I joined the first couple forums, it was back in the 90s, I thought to myself, You know, when you're arguing with somebody or having a discussion in real life, and you say the wrong thing, you know, you can't take it back. So you can just say something really insulting to somebody, and just not thinking you're just careless. But the great part about these discussion forums, I thought, is if you write something that is really offensive, you can read it over and you can just delete it and make sure that your communications are thoughtful and considerate. So I was thinking, boy, these discussion forums should be a lot more pleasant than real life. Boy, was I wrong. It's just the other way around. These people will write something very insulting, and they'll read it over, and they'll say, this isn't insulting enough. to reword this so the insult is much greater. So I find very few people write something on these discussion forums, especially if you're having some type of argument. They don't, like, reword it to make it more gentle. They reword it to make it just sound as attacking and as aggravating as possible. Has anybody been on forums like that where people are that way? Especially if you go on these political forums and you disagree politically with anybody. I mean, boy, that they do not filter their remarks to you at all.